Chris Cottrell with KDB Sports. Glad to be joined on the phone right now by new Western Nebraska Pioneers head coach Ryan Sires. Kind of get to his background. He's currently an assistant coach at Yakima Valley College in the state of Washington. Coach Sires, first and foremost, thanks a lot for a few minutes here on KDB. And let's just start with, look, in the game of baseball, connections, the grapevine, and the old networking really, really comes into play when it comes to trying to move up in the profession. Where did all of those things sort of line up and have the stars align for you to find this job, and how'd you become aware of it, and how'd this all happen?
Yeah, so it's a pretty crazy story. I'm in my second year here at Yakima, very blessed to be here, and we were just walking out to practice one day, and Chuck had contacted our head coach here, Kyle Crustangel, about the position being open, and kind of told me about it, and I was super excited to, find out some more info, talk to Chuck, and loved everything I heard. Actually talked to Coach Turk as well, and, he spoke very highly of the organization and the town, and, I knew it was a perfect fit right from the start.
If you've talked to Coach Turk and you've obviously talked to Chuck Heeman, then you clearly have heard about the fan backing for the franchise here, the facility, Oregon Trail Park Stadium, and those things had to really perk your ears up a little bit when you heard about how well this baseball team gets support here in town.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, so I come from a very successful American Legion baseball program here in Yakima, the Yakima Beetles, three national titles for those guys. So we'd got a pretty good fan base there, so I was excited to get back to a community that really supports baseball. It's the best thing to do in the summer, and you're out watching a game. I mean, there's nowhere else I'd rather be, and I know it's the same for a lot of people in Gary.
I'm guessing you haven't been here yet, so you take the job sight unseen, basically through Coach Turk's recommendation and Chuck Heeman wanting to get you on board. Let's talk a little bit about where you're at right now. Yakima Valley College in Washington, what level of school is it? How long have you been there? And what type of baseball do you guys play?
Yeah, so we're in the NWAC Association of Junior Colleges. It's in the Pacific Association. So we're not a national junior college. So we don't play, the NJCAA national championship, but we got a pretty good little thing going up here in the Northwest. We get a ton of draft guys, Division I guys, and, two of the last 4 years here at Yakima, we've been top 20 in the nation. So, we've got a good thing going. We're, incredibly blessed with the players that we've gotten, the players that we have, and, doing our best to move guys on. And as far as the ball, man, I'd put us up there with, just about any junior college in the nation. We play hard, we play fast, and we like to win. It's not a thing for us. We're not talking about, making the playoffs. We're talking about going and winning championships every year. So that's really what's been, put in my DNA is just win at all costs. We're going to go after it and, be dogpiling at the end of the summer.
You've got some experience with some summer league action yourself. It looks like the Portland Prairie Dogs, the Cascade Collegiate League summer team. How does that fit in with maybe the Expedition League as far as where on that kind of summer step stool does it kind of fit in? And how long have you been doing that?
Yeah, so the league was brand new last year. It's actually a good buddy of mine, another former Yak, started the league. We were just kind of talking one day, and he was talking about how we don't really have anything for our junior college guys to go play. Some of our top tier guys are going, to the Expedition League, staying here in the West Coast League, but there wasn't really anything for those guys, that were kind of middle of the pack and just needing that extra step to get better. So, we kind of went full steam ahead in about August of the year before and started planning this thing and got it going. And, so I just kind of stepped in as a head coach, ran that team, and the tough part, of course, being kind of that lower level, that one step down, is you get a lot of players that get called up to these bigger leagues. So we ran into some trouble with that on the Prairie Dogs, and wasn't excited about where we finished. But all in all, it was a great summer and got some great experience being a head coach and working some more with college guys from across the Northwest and even the country. So, you know, I'm excited to, you know, take that next step and get to this league and work with the Division I guys, work with these top tier Division II, Division III, NAI junior college guys that, you know, are just wanting to get after it and win a title. So I know, I mean, you guys know how summer ball works, you know, you'll lose players to injury, stuff like that. So, already been talking with the guys in the Cascade League to, kind of be that, farm system for us and kind of pulling some guys up and getting them that exposure at the next level.
Pioneers won this league championship for the Expedition League in year one of the league. Runner-up finished this past season, both years under Coach Turk. So there's already a nice history here, even though the league's only 2 years in, with the Pioneers being a winning franchise. So you kind of step into some big shoes to fill with Coach Turk. And, boy, just based on your enthusiasm level and everything like that, it sounds like you expect not to even miss a beat.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's an expectation. You know, it's been, you know, my entire upbringing with all the coaches I've played for. You know, my high school coach, my mentor, guy I coached with a couple summers ago, Sean Thompson. I mean, he is a Division I coach at Eastern Kentucky, and, you know, he kind of instilled that in me that, it's not okay to lose. You know, there's learning that happens from it, but, you know, you expect to win. And if you're not expecting to win, why are you even out there? You know, and coming from Yakima Valley, 21 NWAC titles, most in history. You know, the likes of Bobo Brayton coaching here, Bill Fowler, you know, the Stoudemires all coming through here. You know, it's that winning history. And, you know, I losing is my least favorite thing in the world. I absolutely hate it. You know, and, you know, the old saying goes, everything tastes better after a win. You know, so I'm excited to get there and, you know, have that winning culture and the expectation. You know, they are big shoes to fill, but, you know, I think I'm ready, and, you know, I think I'm going to, you know, bring the right energy and attitude to it to get us there.
Have you started to work on a staff? If so, have you been able to finalize anything as far as assistants? Will they be guys you're familiar with, or are you going to be working with some guys here locally? How are you trying to piece a staff together?
Yeah, so, haven't finalized anything yet. I got a couple offers out for both the pitching coach position and kind of, you know, that head assistant to be coaching first base for me. And, you know, I love the guys up here in the Northwest. I think we're just the grinders. You know, we go after it. We get, you know, we don't get the high praise. We go a little unnoticed, being, 3 hours behind the East Coast. Everyone's in bed before we're even starting game two of our doubleheaders. So, you know, we love that about the Northwest guys. But, you know, there's great opportunity for me to learn and the players to learn from another source. You know, so I put out a job posting on ABCA, and I've gotten some great results from that and got an offer out to one of those guys. So hoping he'll accept that here soon, and we can get rolling on that.
What about roster? What sort of players have you already got commits from? Obviously, you're going to have a heavy emphasis on the region where you're used to coaching kids and programs you're used to being around. Have you been able to lock down any kids yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're about halfway there right now with some feelers out on with some other programs. First two guys that I signed were from Gonzaga University. Coach Harmon over there is awesome. Good friend of mine, and, you know, he's trusted me with his two guys, so, you know, I'm excited for that. And, you know, a few other Division I guys, and then obviously inherited a few players that, you know, were already signed before I took the job. But I like where the roster's at right now. We got a good mix of, you know, players from every level in every part of the country. You know, we've got, you know, some international players, and as well as, you know, some, you know, I got a couple Hawaiians. You know, we're gonna have a good mix of guys. You know, I'm very picky about who I take. You know, I take from coaches I trust, but, you know, I'll also take coaches I don't know if they speak very highly of the kid. And, you know, I talk to them, and, you know, I'm never going to jeopardize, you know, the character and, you know, the, you know, just being a good person over just being a, you know, a great right arm. You know, I think the big part of winning is culture. And, you know, if you've got a cancer in the dugout, cancer in the clubhouse, you know, that really brings down the winning culture. And, you know, the fans don't want to go out and watch a mediocre to subpar team. So I think getting that culture piece right and getting those players that are also great kids as well as great players, you know, that's huge to the winning recipe.
Did you grow up a Seattle Mariners fan?
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Unfortunately. All right. Well, so, you know, who's your favorite all-time Mariner? Is it Ichiro? Is it Griffey? Is it Randy Johnson, A-Rod, or someone else?
So I'm going to go off the wall here, and a guy that some people might not know, it's going to be Dan Wilson, longtime catcher. I was actually a catcher my entire life. It was he was my mom's favorite player, actually. So he's just does amazing things for the community, great guy. That's why my mom kind of, you know, fell in love and was gravitated to him. And then I love, being a catcher and getting to watch him. I actually wore number 6 as well. So it's pretty cool that, I got to meet him when I was a little bit younger, and just a great guy, and still does amazing things in the Seattle community. So, yeah, but, it's hard to argue with, the Griffies, the A-Rods, the Edgars, Randy Johnson. Those guys are unbelievable, and, I very much emulated those guys growing up as well.
Just in the time we've been talking, I think Jerry DePoto's probably made a trade or three.
Oh, my, yeah. No, for sure. he's getting after it. I love it. He's about winning, and, he's going to do everything possible to get it there. And, I'm going to have a little conversation with him if I ever meet him to stop giving us, getting our hopes up early in the year and then letting us just fall from graces. But, I like where Mariners are at. You can't beat it when you just get to go out and drive 2 hours and go see a major league club.
Yeah, that's great. We're about 2 hours and 45 minutes here from Coors Field. Hard to believe that's now the third oldest ballpark in the National League behind Wrigley and Dodger Stadium. I know you'll have a busy summer, but I highly recommend a trip to Coors Field if you ever have a day or a day off or able to get that direction. You probably won't because, man, that Expedition League grind is sure something. So, been fun talking with you. We'll catch up with you again as things get closer to the season this summer once you get to town. And, boy, once that first pitch happens, it is nonstop for you guys. So looking forward to getting you here in the region and looking forward for another successful year for the Western Nebraska Pioneers. Able to talk right now with Ryan Sires, set to be the new head coach for the team coming up this summer. Coach, appreciate the time. Best of luck with everything you got going on up at Yakima Valley between now and then, and appreciate a few minutes here on KDB, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, and go Niers.